Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And you're going to be glad you did, because we got our good buddy Ed Abel back with us. Ed is a good friend of ours, a member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the president of Abel Business Institute. And he's a business coach, and he's here to talk to you and me. By the way, he's done what you and I have done. He's run a business successfully and made a payroll on Friday, and that's the kind of guys we like to have hanging out with us, right? And so he's here to talk to us about how you and I can make sure that that we live to fight another day at the end of 2009. Ed Abel, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Ed, I'm going to do my little drill that I've been doing with most of my my Brain Trust members. At the beginning of the year, I started telling my audience, I looked across the landscape and I said, you know what? I've decided that in 2009, there's no shame in surviving. And so I came up with what I call the 2009 Small Business Survival Attitude, and that is this: I'm going to win by surviving. What do you think?
I love it. It is a survivor's game this time around. I also think it's a great opportunity to relook at what you're doing and rebuild the it's kind of like an opportunity to say, hey, we didn't really need this. Let's rebuild it and reshape it so that it's more efficient and more effective.
Right, exactly. And so what are you seeing as you look out across the landscape, as you talk to the people that you work with? What are you seeing? You know, everybody's not... You know, there are a lot of companies out there who are doing okay. Everybody's not in the tank. A lot of people are having a real tough time. We're going to lose some folks this year, but there are also going to be some new business starting up. Hope springs eternal. So, but what are you seeing, and what's your best advice for folks?
Well, I'm definitely seeing a lot of layoffs. Where we used to have it with 6 people, we'll now do it with 4. If we were doing it with 20, we'll do it with 12. So definitely every business that I'm involved in is looking at how can I do it with less.
Now, you're in the New York area.
I am.
So they've been doubly hit, not only by the economy, but by the financial problems and the Wall Street problems.
Yeah.
So you got a double whammy up there, didn't you?
It's amazing. You drive or walk up Fifth Avenue or Madison, and every other store has a for rent sign on it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's...
That's a little bit more severe where you are, to be in truth. It's a little more severe than it is in the average flyover America town. I mean, there are layoffs. I know there are layoffs. I'm just saying that New York's been hit a little bit extra hard than most of the rest of us.
But I also think we were a little fatter. You know,
yeah,
our,
I think so.
Our
yeah.
economy supported mm-hmm. higher rents that were just stupid. You know, $6,000 for a 500-square-foot middle storefront.
Right. No,
you know,
that's nuts.
So the little guy can't do it. You just can't make it like that anymore, especially with no money coming in. So here you have all the bankers and the taxes that come from that stimulate purchases are now being limited.
Right.
So it's a ripple effect.
So the people that are those people who had 20 employees who now have 12, what are you telling them?
Well, the first thing I'm telling them is this is the time to do it. You know, let's really look at how we can make their operation more efficient, how we can do more with less.
Mm-hmm. But now in some places, you know, the work still the work hasn't changed all that much. It's just that the profits are down, cash flow has been hurt, but there's still a lot of work to be done. This also puts a lot of pressure on the people who are left, isn't it?
It does, but I always believe that at a certain level you can always get 10 to 20% more out of things, whether it's put in a new system, create a new process, mm-hmm. step back and look at how are you doing it and how can I do it more efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when times are good, we don't think twice as to why we should hire another person
right.
or add another
we
body.
We can afford that.
Right. But when times are tough, it's really a time to stop and say, hey, wait a minute. Do I really need three people in the accounting department? I'm in a company now. We just did that. We went through each area and really looked at how many people do we need in this area to do it, and why can't we do it with one less here, two less there?
You look at your operations with a more jaundiced eye, with a more finely tuned microscope, a finely focused microscope in times like these. And so what you're saying is, I think, Ed, is that not only are you making adjustments because of the economy, but you're now seeing your business from an efficiency standpoint as it really should be looked at.
Well, you know, you said that so correctly in that this is the time it's okay to say, hey, we don't need this many people. Ego is often in our way where
yeah.
when times are good and you want to downsize your business, people will look at it as it's failing and
right.
there'll be
right.
a level of defection.
Right. Yeah, if we got 3% growth and you lay somebody off, the news gets around town. What's wrong with those guys?
Exactly. Where now it's accepted.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's really time for everyone to look at it.
And I'll be honest with you, that's what's happening to a large degree across the board, big companies and little companies. And that's what's adding to the downturn, adding to the negative, to the high unemployment, I think, Ed. I think a lot of what's happening right now is not just, you know, part of it's a reaction to the economy, but part of it is becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy, because part of the cuts are cuts for things that should never have been put in place.
Correct.
And we're having to pay that price right now, all in 1 year, basically, aren't we?
Oh, it's like a snowball rolling down
yeah.
the mountain.
Yeah.
It is a brutal situation.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Ed. Before we're going to go to a break, what is your give us your website, please?
www.ablebusinessinstitute.com.
All right, ablebusinessinstitute.com. Folks, check that out when you get a chance. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Ed about how do we stay positive? How do we find that positive reality I've been talking about? And how do we avoid that negative hysteria I've been warning about? 20 after. Right back after these messages with our good friend, professional business coach Ed Abel. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
To learn more, call 800-99-AFLAC or visit AFLAC S.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. We built it for you. No barriers to entry. We made it so that you can get whatever you need from us for free to your little heart's content. We don't know you when you're there. We have no idea who you are. You can come and anonymously learn all the things that you think maybe you don't know, or if you have a question or you seek answers somehow, or you've got a problem that you're trying to deal with. More than likely, either I with my Brain Trust members have addressed it somewhere as an article, as a past interview, and I hope you'll check it out. Use it to your advantage. We've got thousands of all of those, 1,500 Brain Trust members now. And it's the largest community of small business experts on the planet. You can check out my blog while you're there. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. Hope you'll do that. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ed Abel is our guest. He's the president and founder of Abel Business Institute. Put a .com on the end of that, and you find him online. Ed, I've been talking to my audience about how to keep, you know, a stiff upper lip, how to keep their chin up in these times. And back in December, I started talking about the difference between what we see on television and reading the papers, which is what I call negative hysteria, and what we're going to need in order to actually run our businesses and survive in 2009, which is what I call positive reality. And what that means is positive reality, you know, is pretty intuitive, but it means that we're positive, but we also are not in denial about the reality that's in front of us. What do you think?
Well, it's I think the key to survival is planning. If we're not planning, see, in the past when there was excess, you got away with not planning, not marketing, not going back to the basics in business development.
Yeah, this is easy. Anybody can do this.
Exactly. And now those days are over. Now your efficiency level has to go up to the next notch. You can't not market. You can't not join a networking organization.
Right.
You need to follow up on your contacts. You need to do the things that in the past, if you didn't do it, you still wound up getting some business.
Right.
And so to me, it's all about planning and forging ahead. See, that's the other side. You can't allow this to get in the way. The fear can't take control of you. So you do have to continue to forge ahead. But I work with my clients to focus them on let's go back to the basics. What is it that got you into the game? How did you get to wherever you were going? Or how where were you in the past to where you were going? And let's go back and retool the plan to do some of the basics.
Now, of course, a big part of the plan has got to be the cash flow, right?
How did I know you were going to say that?
Well, the thing is, sadly, Ed, that's a tool that far too many small businesses don't use, and I would dare say that 9 out of 10 businesses that fail will fail because they don't use that tool. What do you think?
I agree with you, and this is the time where people have to pull back on the fat expenses, the little things that you just don't need, whether it's on a personal level, going out to dinner 4 nights a week, you have to pull back. Do you really need the excess? Anything that, the way I look at it is that going to get me more business? If it's not,
right,
I don't need it right now. Is that going to help me grow my business? If the answer is no, I don't buy it right now.
You're talking about guarding cash. The cash flow statement, though, the cash flow tool that we're talking about here, folks, is the one that helps you to know, because you know you projected when your revenue's coming in. You know what your monthly budget is. You know when there's going to be one big bill to come in and have to be paid all at once, like a property tax bill or something like that. You know when those are, and you plot that over a 12-month period, right, Ed? And
absolutely.
And so you know the month or two or three that you're going to be short on cash. Or you can see, okay, every month as it stands right now, every month I'm going to be $5,000 short. That means over 5 months, that's $25,000. And so you got to come up, you either got to go get more sales or you got to put some money in somehow.
Well, I
because if you don't, you cannot be profitable and make it, but you can't have no cash and make it.
I say that all the time. You can be profitable and not make it if you don't have cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. I also, though, getting back to that, I think people have to be in the reality. You know, where clients might have been paying you on 30 days, well, maybe now you have to start taking credit cards.
Right.
Maybe you need to talk to them and say, listen, I used to be able to extend you out this far. I can't do it anymore at this point.
Or if they give you feedback and say, I know, but I can't pay you any quicker than 45. Well, if you want to keep the customer, put that 45-day collection into your cash flow model.
Absolutely. You have to be in reality, as I say.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it'd be nice to think you're getting it in 30, but if you really know it's 45 or 60, plot it out at 60.
You know, I've heard a couple of things recently, Ed. 90 is the new 30, and and flat is the new up. Hey, Ed, give us that website again one more time.
www.ableabelbusinessinstitute.com.
And as I like to say around here, for my own fashion sense, Ed, pink is the new black. Hey, Ed, thanks a lot. Let's do it again real soon. Wait, quickly. Your radio show. Where is quickly online?
Just go to my website, click on the left-hand column, the Skillpreneur Radio Show, Mondays live at 11 a.m., practical support for the
It's a good one, folks. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.